Do you hear that?
It's the sound of transformation. Hi, I'm Ryan, and this is my first episode of Ryan's Consciousness Unlocked, my first podcast. And today, for the first episode, we're going to be talking about finding yourself. Now, this is an introduction, of course, but most of these episodes are just going to be about me explaining my life and my experiences. And also there are going to be, you know, some casual lessons within, like, you know, teachings, of course. But thanks for being here. So let's get started. I was going to talk about finding myself from the point of investing into spirituality, but my whole life I've actually been deep into spirituality. I started predicting deaths, sadly, when I was a kid, and I would predict like family financial gains and losses. Like, I'd be anxious saying we're gonna lose something, and then we'd end up losing something really big. But spirituality has always been a part of my life, so I wanted to just not just go back from when I became a spiritually enlightened individual, because that's been my whole existence, but to go to say finding myself, the part of my life where I took out time to find who I was, to find out who I was. So, I remember when I was a kid, I had some really dark and deep experiences with family members, like traumatizing things that happened to me that were completely out of my control. Situations like with people who had their own mental trauma and their own physical trauma, like their own abuse that they had experienced. And growing up around all these people, every single person I grew up around, I'm so serious, every single one had something that they were fighting that literally outputted on me. It came to me. And when I was a little girl, I was so imaginative, and I had so many experiences that I had been waiting for, like having friends that accepted me and stuff like that. Like, so many little things like that, like going to high school and being a cheerleader, and so many things I never got to experience that I literally begged God. I grew up in the church. Like, my mom wasn't a church fanatic, but she did say, you know, we need some form of God. She would tell me, when you, you know, understand more, she would say, you could stop going to church if you learn about Buddhism or Islam. You just got to pick some form of God to have, because not having God at all is a very hopeless life. And I was very upset when she told me that, because I didn't want to have a relationship with any kind of God. I wanted a relationship with myself and my friends. I wanted to go outside, but to think that I had to have some kind of relationship with God to stop going to church, I was very upset with her for that. But I remember she would always tell me, you know, learn about Buddhism, learn about Islam. And I'd be like, no. But I finally started, after all of my spiritual reoccurrences, dealing with, you know, deaths, predicting deaths in the family and predicting financial income gains and losses and stuff like that, I started listening to Jaden Smith when I was really, really young, Cool Tape Volume 1. And the things that Jaden would say really caught my eye. And so I started listening to the Misfits rep as a whole. And if you know, if you've been in the Misfits rep for a long time, you know Willow and Teo, and they all have very beautiful ways of communicating through their music. So I started to listen to exactly what they were saying about consciousness and Merkabas, and I hope even if I'm not saying all these things right, you know, I know what I'm saying. And the things that caught my eye were when they would talk about consciousness, and when Jaden would talk about the pyramids of Giza and astral projecting and crystals and stuff like that. So I would listen. And then one day I remember Jaden said something about spirit science. I believe it was Jaden. And that was like 2014. And I typed it into my YouTube, and I just started learning about consciousness, like spirituality within scientific, like what, speaking in terms of science and the brain and the body and the mind. And what I love about my spiritual journey is I found out about spirituality through a more practical sense. I love that it wasn't just, you know, like crystals and stuff like that. My learning about spirituality for me didn't start with tarot readings and twin flames and crystals and you know, stuff like that, like witchcraft and stuff like that. It didn't start with that. My spiritual journey started with chakras, meditation, consciousness, Christ consciousness, you know, intelligence, knowledge, the human body, the human mind, you know, astral projecting. I learned about the free forms of consciousness is what I call them, because they have no evil intent. They have no intentions for negative at all. I mean, you can use them for negative, but I don't know. When you dive into witchcraft, you do learn that not every witch is a good witch. And then when you dive into like tarot, you do learn that not every contact that some people use, not every single contact is just their ancestor that they connect with when they're doing their reading. Some of them connect with demons and such like that. To each his own, but, you know, to each his own. So you don't really know a lot about those kind of things. And a lot of those things lead to negative. Like a lot of those things lead to people harming other people. And from a young age, I've never, ever, ever thought to myself, oh, yes, I want to hurt people. Oh, yes, I want to try and learn about this and that. So I can, I never thought to myself, I never thought about that. I was obsessively giving when I was a child. I wouldn't call it love bombing because I was obsessively introverted, but I always wanted to try and make someone's life beautiful. I remember I had this Mindless Behavior magazine and my mom bought me. It was J14 or something like that. I don't know, something 14, but my mom bought it for me and it was really expensive. And she told me I was not going to get another one. And they had like 7 posters in that book. Why did I go to I was in elementary. I went to school and I gave all these girls that literally vocally expressed how they hated me these books. And the reason for it is because I just wanted them to be happy. I didn't think, oh, I want them to be my friend. They're going to be my friend now. I thought, oh, we all love Mindless Behavior. Let me see what I can do that will bring us all together. But later on that day, I looked back in the book and I had no posters left for myself. So I was really sad. And then I was asking like the girls, like, can one of you give them back and we can just like trade, or we can just like share it and I can have it on my wall for 1 week? And they were like, no, are you stupid? And they still treated me horrible. And I don't know, from a young age, you would expect that I would have realized I should not have this continuous need to give, but I've just always wanted to make other people feel good. I never really thought of it as trying to get them to like me. Maybe the way that I talked, some things that I've said in my life have been very horrible because I've conditioned myself from what I've experienced growing up, as well as like the connections I've had with family members, as well as friendships and school and teachers hating me, et cetera, et cetera. You would really think I've done horrible things, but I've always been an open and giving person. And I won't lie that it's never gotten me anywhere safe in life, which is really sad. You know, listening to this podcast, listening to me like discuss these things, it's really a trip. So let's get back in there, finding yourself. That was when I was really, really young. I wasn't a teenager. by the time I was a teenager, I had experienced so many people putting me down and talking to me as though I was disposable and treating me like I was a horrible person when all I really wanted was to be their friend or all I really wanted was to see them happy. I had gotten very mean-spirited. Like I said, I posted this YouTube video. I got really dark-spirited. Energetically, I was just really... Energetically, I was scorned. I wasn't evil. I wasn't mad. But I was scorned, and I was hurt, and I was sad. And I guess I was a little mad before I contradict myself any further. But by the time I was 15 to 17, 18, I had endured so much trying to work out within relationships. I had endured so much trying to connect with other people that by that time I was just exhausted with even trying. I was exhausted with even caring and considering people and trying to find, you know, like my body's getting exhausted just talking about it now, but trying to find relationships that, you know, made me feel validated. No, I wasn't over that. I was over trying to bow down to people. So I was mean. Like my friends, some friends that I had, and I hope none of them in the past, if they ever hear this, think that I'm calling them out, but they had very, I guess I was homeschooled when I was a kid, so I never really had friends to talk about other friends with. And when my friends would talk about other people, I'd just walk out the room. Or I just, you know, let me just be quiet. I tried to understand it more when I was a teenager, so then I became like everybody else. Not just because, you know, I was mean-spirited, but because I also wanted to be accepted, and I also wanted to be like those girls. I wanted to be like them. I wanted them to see me as an equal, as, yes, I'm just as mean as you. I can be like that. I can hurt people. I can. I don't care about people. I can be pretty. I can get the rock star boyfriend. I can get money. I can act like I have a bunch of rich people around me. I can profess the most fakest things and say the most hateful things. I can do it if you would just let me show you. So I became like an actor. And then it started to set in my soul, and I was like, I'm so sad and unhappy. So yeah, some of my friends had certain things that they would say about certain people, and then I would gradually add on to that. I'd be like, yeah, and this and that. I would never probably, you can't pull up none of me calling somebody like racist names or fat, or I probably was a little sexist against men, but you understand what I'm saying. I can't recall those kind of things, but I can recall like, oh yeah, I don't like so-and-so's music, like they're really mean, or yeah, you guys this, you guys that, you guys are stupid, something like that. Like, even though those things seem so small, I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you're like, okay, they're big to someone who does not feel that way. Like they say, the smallest lie can carry on a tsunami. Those things that I said, even if they were small, they're big to someone like me who feels like everyone is equal. So that was the beginning teenage stage of being a mean girl, or trying to be, because obviously I wasn't that successful, but trying to be a mean girl, trying, but, you know, trying to be accepted, but I never really was. In that stage is like from 13 to 15 is where I started learning about consciousness more and all that, and I started doing it for like curriculum in school as well, on the side, like after school stuff, and everything I learned, I threw it out the window between 16 to 18. I threw it all out. And then by 19, I did not know anything, you guys. 19 was just 2-3 years ago. I didn't know anything. Like, everything I had learned completely just left my mind. And this is, like, when you, like, get to that point of finding yourself. I forgot everything that was important to me in terms of spirituality, and only knew about tarot readings, doing tarot readings for other people who obsessively want to know about their boyfriends and stuff, or, you know, doing money predictions, or going on freaking Twitter and having and doing like a collective and putting zodiac signs on it and then going viral because someone quoted the tweet and they're talking about how I'm fake because I have too many zodiac signs, like so-and-so through like that. Like, my life became the obsessive need to be accepted in the spiritual community as someone who is capable of being just as amazing in terms of spirituality as everyone else. I went through this upset from 19 to 21. I went through this upset, well, the beginning of 21, because by the middle of 21, I didn't care about nothing. But I went through this obsessive need to show people that I was the real deal. And so many people like me who are gifted on social media, who want to put themselves out there, have this become like really obsessive with showing people, showing these people that we think are higher ups, that we're the real deal. This was probably the most lost I've ever been. Mind you, I was lost in middle school. I was lost in elementary. I was little. I actually kind of was happy in high school, but I was lost so many places. So mind you, like, I've been lost a lot growing up as a kid around people who did not love me, didn't buy me things for Christmas. I've always been lost. But this was probably the most erratic, the most lost I've ever been. And it's because, like, I had these people, like, I'm telling you, there was a point in time from the age of 19 for me all the way to 21 where, no, from 19 to 20, where, like, it seemed like those 2 years, it seemed like, yeah, there are definitely people watching. There are definitely people stalking. There are definitely people waiting. Like, I would talk about, you would be so shocked. And I want to call some of these people out because they're actually very horrible spirited. But I hate how nowadays in general in life, when you call somebody out on their BS, instead of all of us coming together and trying to understand if the person is a genuine person and they just made a mistake, or instead of us coming together and like trying to communicate on why the person did this and that, all we want to do is cancel. You cannot cancel a person. They exist. Their existence, they were born, unless they, you know, or something else happens, they're going to keep existing. You can't just, you can block out every, like on every social media site, you can block out their name, but they're going to be alive. So I try and look for solutions. And I want to find out, is this person, like, they say these things because they were a little confused, or are they just an evil asshole person? I don't even know if I could say that word on here. But yeah, so there was this one girl who followed me. She was a very big account. When I first started, I started off on Twitter. I had like a couple of people, like big accounts, they were following me. I didn't know why, because I was just posting things and like doing readings. Like, my whole life became doing readings. I would do readings from sunup to sundown. I'd post on Twitter. Mind you, side note, then nobody cared. In the end, they canceled me for something, saying I did something that I actually did not do. Or no, they twisted what actually happened and said that it was another thing when it wasn't. But it did not matter. Like, I would spend my whole life on Twitter, mind you, my whole life. I did nothing else from 19 to 20, like the beginning year of 20, for like almost a year, I would say, because I started it in the middle of my 19th year. And then, like the middle of my 20th year. So that's a year. So I did nothing but post on Twitter. I became a spiritual cowboy girl, I think, in January. That was a month before I turned 20. So there was these big accounts. They would follow me. They would repost my things. These big accounts, mind you, the same ones that tried to cancel me were in my DMs purchasing readings from me and telling me how much it resonated. And this one person that purchased a spell from me told me that it worked very well overnight, told me that they felt it work, and then blocked me, unfollowed me, then blocked me like a month later. And one thing about me is, like, I love explanations, because then I could be like, okay, you know what, F you. Or, okay, you know what, you're actually valid. I'm going to move on from this. I don't like this whole sneaky stuff. The spiritual community is full of sneaks. Like me right now, I'm talking like this not so I can call people out, even though I kind of want to, because these people made me feel very bad about myself, but because I want a solution. These people that y'all be following, they just want to be erratic. They just, most of these people, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get back to what I was saying. Most of these people are traumatized and they're taking their trauma out on their spirituality. Like, you're talking to somebody who did it. I was romantically traumatized in the beginning of my Twitter stages. No shame about it. So all I cared about was love, 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 love. So all I posted was love readings, love readings, love readings. And all I wanted to do was love readings. That's like acting off of trauma. These people have been, as we all have been, like, we've gone through so much. And these people have been traumatized and they're taking their trauma out on everybody else in their spirituality. But I'm going to get back to it. Yeah, I started talking about twin flames on Twitter. And then this big account that followed me that was like literally somebody that I thought was my friend contradicted me, literally side added me without adding me, saying, oh yeah, if you believe in twin flames, you're stupid, you're this, you're that. Mind you, my friend, this person followed me before I followed them. So I'm saying, you guys, like, I'm going to do two parts, but this is part one of finding yourself. It's a lot to dive into. Because I went through so many years of obsessively hoping that somebody would validate me, to hoping that everybody invalidates me, because all I want is to be validated by myself. So I'll stop it at my spiritual Twitter. This is so crazy because I'm just going off. I'm just blattering. But I'll stop part one at my spiritual Twitter phase and I'll come back to getting into ending that phase and then heading into the spiritual cowboy girl, or whatever I call myself. But yes, thank you for being here. Thank you for loving my podcast. This is a crazy little podcast. I hope you liked it. We're definitely going to get into more, of course. I'm going to do part two, and then I'm going to completely do more episodes, more things. And I'm just going to start talking about knowledge. My social media apps: on TikTok, I am The Spiritual Cowboy. On Instagram, I am The Spiritual Cowboy Girl. There is no underscores, no none of that. On Twitter, what am I on Twitter? One second. On Twitter, I am The Spirit Cowboy. Like I said, no underscores, none of that. On YouTube, one second, my love. One second, my love. On YouTube, I am The Spiritual Cowboy. So, on Spotify, I actually have some subliminals out. And you just type in The Spiritual Cowboy Girl or Spiritual Cowboy. But yeah, I'll be back for part two. You will hear me blatter again. Love you. Thank you very much.